news at 6.
New research says that our morning reliance on a coffee pick-me-up is actually a sign of mass drug dependency.
Where's the coffee?
Now, come on!
Right now!
I need it now!
Researchers concluded that coffee drinkers do become dependent on caffeine.
Sweet, merciful crap!
And they function below par without it.
No way!
News at 6.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
How about some free coffee today?
It is National Coffee Day.
I haven't even had my morning cup of coffee. I haven't even had a cup of coffee.
Cup of Joe, coffee?
Cup of coffee.
I haven't even had my morning coffee.
Before I have my first cup of coffee, bring it.
First cup of coffee ever, immediately?
Today is National Coffee Day.
Happy National Coffee Day.
It's showtime.
Yes. Yes, it is, and I am going to enjoy. Wonderful. Hi there. So glad you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's really, really simple. All you got to do is enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
So easy. What's even easier is you can get our podcast on Alexa as well. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. The podcast is a repack of the live show that we do Monday through Friday. We do one live show on every single weekday, and then we repack each one of those into a full-length podcast. Usually drops around noon each day. And it's minus the music that we play on Radio 434, all the really, really cool tunes on our feature channel. But if you want to listen on demand anytime you want, you can get it on the Alexa device. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast as well. And we do roughly 240 episodes per year. We've been repacking as a podcast now going on 4+ years. So that is an awful lot of content, or a lot of awful content that you can listen to and just go back in time. It's kind of like our virtual time machine. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, and you can like us on Facebook, and you can watch our show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And coming soon, we have our brand new app, which we'll be launching, and then all the content will be right there on that one app. But we'll still be available all the other places that you get us. So happy you could join us on the Monday edition. So yesterday, We kicked off the Noteworthy Music Challenge, Season 2 at Three Roads Brewing. Here, let me pull up some photos real quick in the show open. Let me find the mic show. And there we go. All right, so should I do the wrap-up? No, I'm just going to scroll through and do every photo. How about that? All right, come on, open up. Just an excellent night of music. And if you don't know what the Noteworthy Music Challenge is, basically, here's what we do. Over the course of maybe 4 weeks or so, musicians, area musicians, and even some out of town folks, they participate in our music challenge. We select three to move on. Three contestants move on. There are our judges from last night. It looks like Christy's sleeping. There's Christy, there's Aiden, and of course, there's David Hott. David was our Season 1 winner of Noteworthy Music Challenge. It's very, very similar to The Voice. But we select local musicians that then move on to the finale round. And one finale winner last year, which was David Hott, won a... they scored themselves studio time to produce their EP, their album, whatever they wanted to produce at Noteworthy Music in Bedford. And they're also going to get a concert at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall. And what else? Oh yeah, airplay on Radio 434. So they get quite a lot of exposure and studio time and all that just for winning the Noteworthy Music Challenge. It is it's very, very valuable. Plus, we're going to be doing some finale round concerts, which means all the finalists will then get to perform at various venues, bigger venues and things like that. So stay tuned as we progress through the qualifying round, and then we'll let you know where the finale round concerts are all coming up. If you follow our social media at The Mike Show VA, you can also check us out at Three Roads. We are there Sundays, and I'll give you the entire schedule. October 5th we'll be there. And then we're taking two Sundays off, and then we're back in November for three dates at Three Roads. So check it out. Keep up with our social media to learn more. All right. On today's program, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. Of course, we're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. And today is National Coffee Day. So obviously I am enjoying some coffee. Portland, Oregon tops the annual list of best coffee cities. Coffee prices are up, but many, many places have deals. We'll talk about coffee. That is all on the way. Plus our top list. Top things are mornings and coffee. Top things are mornings and coffee go together like. Okay? Top things are mornings and coffee go together like. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer.
Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Spending too much for coffee, losing gasoline in the long coffee drive-through lane? Now there's a way to save money and time. Now you can make your own coffee at home.
Huh?
Take a coffee filter, pour in coffee grounds, slide those into your own coffee maker.
Huh?
Set it to brew, pour, and enjoy. How does that taste?
Like coffee.
And this may surprise you. A 12-ounce bag of the coffee shop coffee is available in stores and could save you hundreds of dollars a year by making your coffee at home.
What?
Get a home coffee maker today. They're available now.
The Mike Show. Hi there. All right. Yeah, it's National Coffee Drinkers Something Day or something, something. What is it? National Coffee Day. Okay. Let me guess. Coffee has definitely been on your mind, but mostly because it's Monday. If it isn't always on your mind, well, anyway, we've got some coffee-themed stories, and there's also a list of promotions that are making the rounds online that we'll tell you about. Let's see. Okay, I got rid of that. There was a time when Seattle was the coffee capital of the U.S., but is it still? Well, an annual report on the best coffee cities in America ranked 100 cities based on things like local coffee popularity, coffee roasters and shops, spending and prices, and coffee culture in general. This year, Portland, Oregon came in number one, followed by Orlando, Long Beach, California, Miami, Seattle, Tampa, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, Oakland, California, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Laredo, Texas brings up the rear at 100. Among large cities, Detroit is one of the worst, number 97. Memphis is 94, and Cleveland is 88. 66% of Americans say they drink at least one cup daily, nearly 7%. Up nearly 7% from 2020, according to a survey from the National Coffee Association. The average coffee drinker has nearly 3 cups per day. I can't do more than 2. That is my limit. Otherwise, I get like JoJo the Idiot Circus Boy. But if I don't have 2 cups of coffee, and this goes back to that, are we just addicts? Is that it? I think it is. But there's good news about coffee in general. So 2 cups in the morning, that is it for me, and I am right as rain for the rest of the day. I think it's
what a delicious task that is.
Yeah, really. So let's look at specialty coffee. It is surging in popularity. 48% of adults say they're into specialty coffee, up 37% in 2021. I'm not really. We do the Keurig, and we basically buy whatever is at Kroger. But we'll delve into this a little bit more. Coffee prices have been soaring, largely due to tariffs and weather. Last month, the average price of a pound of ground roast coffee was up 40% from a year ago to $8.87. Last year, it cost $6.31. So let's look at some deals. For National Coffee Day, a lot of places are offering free coffees, mostly through their loyalty apps. They include Dunkin', Starbucks, Coffee Bean and Tea, Circle K, Panera, Pete's, Sheetz, and Whataburger. Other places have deals for coffee and or other goodies, including Krispy Kreme, Dutch Brothers, and Shake Shack. There are also places online where you can find or score coffee deals. Atlas Coffee Club, Cafe Aroma, 8 O'Clock Coffee, and Keurig. This year, a study showed that coffee can boost your mood, especially on Mondays. Regular caffeine drinkers feel happier and more enthusiastic after a cup. And that joy lingers longer for more than 2 hours. Earlier this year, a study showed that drinking caffeinated coffee daily is associated with a lower risk of death, particularly from heart issues. But that's only if you don't drown it in cream and sugar. I got to tell you the story. I'm not derailing the segment, by the way, and I'm out. So I've had two cups. I drink my coffee black. I don't like a dessert in my coffee. And I think part of the reason why? Part of the reason why is how I started drinking coffee. And I remember when I was a bald-faced boy, I was the sidekick on a radio station, and the lead guy was Chris Bagley, and he may be listening or watching right now. Hi, Chris. So it was, and I went by the name of Simon at the time. I don't know. It was Bagley and Simon in the morning, and I'm doing the. I was also the news director, so I was doing the news. We had an AM and an FM radio station, and the AM was actually where the hits were played. Believe it or not, back in the 80s and 70s and 60s and so on and so on. Our FM was a country station, and I was. And by the way, the AM didn't sign on yet. It was off until 6 o'clock in the morning, so. I'm on the FM, which was 24 hours, and I'm doing the news, and I did the 5:50 a.m. report, and I could always tell when Chris got into the office, because he had this big old percolator sitting in the office, and while I was doing the news, I could smell the coffee brewing. And my parents always drank, like, Taster's Choice freeze-dried crystals. So I didn't know what good coffee was like. And Chris comes in and he's brewing a cup of coffee and he goes, "Hey, bub, you want a cup of coffee?" And I said, I really don't drink it, but yeah, sure. What do you mean? You're a morning guy and you don't drink coffee? I said, well, I just don't drink it, but yeah, I'll have a cup. So he gave me a cup of coffee and I said, well, do you have cream and sugar and all that? And he goes, what do you mean cream and sugar? I said, well, don't you put cream and sugar? Because my parents, because they drank this crap, put a ton of cream and sugar and yeah, it was the freeze-dried stuff. No, it was like the shake crystals and the fake cream, you know, powder, and it was disgusting. So I just thought coffee was disgusting. Well, Chris goes, no, you just drink it black. It's coffee. Okay, so I got my mug and I went like this and yeah, and that was it. So, black coffee, drinking that daily, caffeinated black coffee is associated with a lower risk of death, particularly from heart issues. Also earlier this year, a study found coffee drinkers do live longer, but only if you stop drinking coffee by noon. Check, check, and check. I can't drink coffee. I absolutely positively cannot drink coffee in the afternoons. I drink two cups of coffee in the morning, and that is it. All-day coffee addicts don't get the same benefits. It can even save you from sedentary issues. A recent study found sitting on your butt all day might kill you. Yeah. But maybe not if you drink enough coffee. Coffee drinkers who sit all day are 24% less likely to die young than people who sit all day and don't drink coffee. Would you give up coffee or would you give up mac and cheese? Well, in a recent poll, 56% of Americans claim they'd be willing to give up coffee before giving up macaroni and cheese. What? And if you love coffee, explore what's out there. A blind taste test found 45% of us are drinking a roast that we think we like when we'd actually prefer something else. For example, a third of people who say they like dark or medium roasts actually preferred one that's lighter. So that brings us to our top list. It's National Coffee Day, as mentioned. Well, how essential is coffee to the beginning of your day? Well, we'll show you with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things our mornings and coffee go together like. All right, here we go. Number one, Britney Spears and naked Instagram. Top things our morning coffee. Our mornings and coffee go together like. That's a little clunky, but I'll read it anyway. Top things our mornings and coffee go together like. IHOP and sticky tables. Taylor Swift and cat hair. Comic book stores and virgins. Top things our mornings and coffee go together like. Cruise ships and norovirus. I gotta cue something up. There we go. A cyber truck and a guy with a tiny wee-wee. Top things are mornings and coffee go together like. Philadelphia and obnoxious sports fans. Burning Man and bacterial infections. There you go. It's The Mike Show. Hi there. So glad you could join us on the Monday edition of the program. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Where's it at? There it is.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Selena Gomez married music producer Benny Blanco over the weekend. And now, per their agreement, Benny will release Selena's father from the dungeon. Meatball pasta meals sold at Walmart may be contaminated with Listeria bacteria. But Walmart has relabeled them as quick weight loss supplements. Amazon was fined for tricking people into signing up for Prime. But before you judge them, how accurate is that photo on your dating profile? And a woman in England almost died when she yawned so hard it almost broke her neck. She says it's the last time she ever watches soccer. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's The Mike Show, and really, really happy you could join us on this Monday edition, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 5, looking up Commerce Street towards the Bank of the James building, panning down towards the river. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, 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 quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably a relief. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the world is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. On Japanese TV.
Hello.
Hi. When there's a show or commercial that features food on screen, it's common for there to be a caption that says, the staff ate it later. That's because it's generally not socially acceptable to discard food in Japan.
Hello.
Not even,
Bacon! It's bacon!
All right, so...
No soup for you!
Okay. Number two. King Richard III's bones... I said his bones... were found in England... Oh, there they are. More than five centuries after he died... by a woman named Philippa Langley. Is that how you pronounce it? Philippa Langley?
Philippa Langley.
Hey, you Philippa Langley. She was researching the king for a screenplay she wanted to write. That movie never happened, but there is one about Philippa's discovery. It's called The Lost King. It came out in about 2022. Number three, the average person sleeps for 6 hours and 31 minutes on weekdays, 7 hours, 22 minutes on weekends. Number four, there are 20 fictional characters with stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Most recent is Batman, who got his star in 2024. Mickey Mouse got his star he was the first in 1978. Minnie has one too, but that came 40 years later in 2018. And then finally, number five, sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins.
Huh?
Because of their slow metabolism, sloths can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes. Dolphins can hold their breath for only around 10 minutes. Now get this, the world record for a human is 29 minutes and 3 seconds. How in the world could that possibly...
I'm rich. You're not.
No, it's not. How in the world could that even possibly happen? Anyway, those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition coming up. We got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips, some viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, comedian and actress Heather Mahan dropped out of her MC duties at dropped out of her MC duties at yesterday's Ryder Cup event because of what she did on Saturday. To pump up the crowd, she tried a chant even worse than the one that we'll play for you, the "We Will Rock You" debacle. She got some of the crowd to chant "F you, Rory." I mean, good Lord. So let's go to, is this, well, we'll do that one in a few. Play kept getting delayed during day two of the Ryder Cup on Saturday because the crowd wouldn't remain quiet while Rory was putting. He was being heckled throughout the day at Bethpage Black on Long Island. Here's how it sounded as he attempted to putt on the second green.
It's been incredibly vocal out here this afternoon, I have to say. And I think Rory's looking at the referee now, just asking people to settle down. Yeah, it's getting a little out of hand out here right now.
So after a lengthy time over that putt.
If there's any bios out there looking for a bit of trouble, this is a game they're going to come and look for.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, later in the day, after sinking a putt, Rory turned to the gallery, pointed and said, "F you," three times. Rory and his team got the last laugh by winning the Ryder Cup. Rory's comments... I'm not going to go to that. Another low moment at the Saturday's Ryder Cup event. U.S. fans being instructed like school children on how to chant to the beat of "We Will Rock You." When the crowd boos immediately, you should kind of read the room, shouldn't you?
Here we go. One, two, clap. One, two, clap.
Or counts off
here
beat.
Here come the lyrics. Scotty Scheffler.
That's even off beat. Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to let the forefathers try to teach you this.
All right, so with that, we have this. Do we have this? We still have it. It's up here somewhere. There it is. All right, with this weekend's Ryder Cup, found the Long Island crowd trading in their polite golf claps for heckles, boos, and expletive-filled chants. The behavior inspired a collaboration between the PGA and the UFC. Here we go. They're teed up and teed off.
Inspired by the raucous chaos of this weekend's Ryder Cup, the PGA and the UFC have joined forces to create the Professional Golfers Fighting Championship! 18 holes in the octagon! You think it's tough hitting a 7-iron out of the rough? Try doing it while being roughed up with the 7-iron, the PGFC! The serenity of Pebble Beach on a Sunday afternoon. With the violence of a Saturday night Staten Island bar brawl! Where birdies and black eyes, fairways and fist fights are par for the course. This time, that green jacket comes with a matching belt. The Professional Golfers Fighting Championship! Where every hole is sudden death.
No. All right. What else do we got? Here we go. Let's go to viral videos. The word "ka" in Japanese, I said in Japanese.
Hello.
Hi. Means a lot of different things. Here are Kenzo and Ferg from the Real Japan Guys podcast giving us some examples.
What's mosquito in Japanese?
Ka.
How about Tuesday?
Ka.
How do you say mosquito or Tuesday?
Ka ka ka.
How do you say mosquito or Tuesday or a painter or gaga?
Ka 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 ka.
Good Lord. Here, let's see this. Okay, so did you hear about this? Diet Coke Lime is coming back next week.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably. The drink was launched in 2004 and discontinued in 2018, so we found their retro commercial for the big announcement.
Put the lime in the cooking that you drink them both together. Put the lime in the cooking that...
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the cooking that you drink them both up.
Put the lime in the cooking that you drink them both up. Put the lime in the
cooking that you drink them both up. Wow, this is Coke. With lime.
Yeah, with lime. So we talked about this in Not Headline News. A woman in England went viral for telling the story about how she almost died from yawning too hard. Two vertebrae in her neck compressed her spine. Doctors gave her a 50-50 chance of making it. Here is Haley Black talking about the situation.
I yawned and immediately two discs shot forward into my spinal cord, compressing my spine. And I was having these weird like seizures down one side, and then the other side I was losing function. The surgeon had come to see me. I just remember him saying, "You need to have surgery now, and it's 50-50 whether you're going to survive this." They said that two discs had shot forwards and compressed my spine, essentially breaking my neck.
Good Lord. All right, listen to this. An upstate New York man admitted to killing and burying both his parents while being interviewed by an Albany TV station. I said killing and burying both his parents. He was arrested by police after a half-hour-long interview. After the half-hour-long interview, here's Lawrence Cross, or Kraus, admitting to killing his parents while being interviewed by CBS 6 News director Stone Grissom.
Did you kill your parents to put them out of their misery?
My concern for their misery was paramount. It was a huge burden to have to face this coming up.
So you alleviated that burden?
I have to protect my Fifth Amendment rights on this until the right time.
They realized what you were doing to them as it happened?
Yes.
They knew that this was it for them, that they were perishing at your hand?
Yes. And it was so quick. I did the right thing for them based on the situation. I did my duty to them as a son. Everything fell into place. I don't know how it happened that it all fell into place.
Good God. Let's see. Skip that. Let's go back to sports. It was an exciting game of back-and-forth leads for the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. It even went into overtime, but it ended with a thud. It was even hard for Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth to end on an up note.
Here's McManus for the tie, 34, and this one is good, and this one ends in the second highest scoring tie game in NFL history. 40. All you can do is just, all right, that's it. No more.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today is National Coffee Day, here's comedian Brian Regan just trying to get it black.
Sometimes you wonder why they can't do something that seems simple. I like a cup of black coffee after a meal. I'm amazed at how impossible this is for me to communicate. I don't think I could say it any more clearly. Would you like anything else, sir? Yeah, I'd like a cup of black coffee, please. How'd you like that coffee? How would I like the black coffee? Can you put it in a cup? Yeah, don't just splash it on my face. Would you like cream and sugar with that? Is it black cream? If not, I'll take it blackety black black. Filled with blackness, devoid of all light. Think of the blackest thing you can imagine and double that blackness and take a black magic marker and fill in the gaps and put that into a black rocket ship and shoot that into the depths of black space and close your eyes and use that as a reference.
All right. right, so that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right, two idiots in Texas are facing charges after their weird Netflix prank. It started a fight that involved gunfire. A 20-year-old guy in San Antonio hopped on Netflix last week and realized someone has changed his username. It's not clear what they changed it to, but police said it was some sort of an insult. He decided that two guys he knew were the ones who changed it, a 19-year-old named Brian Reynolds and 18-year-old named Anthony Constant. He told police he felt disrespected by the prank and agreed to fight both of them. So they met up and they went at it. Anthony and Brian had a gun with them, and one of them used it to pistol whip the guy. Then a shot was fired, apparently by mistake. One report said they were fighting over the gun and the bullet ricocheted off the ground. It hit the victim, but apparently he's okay. It sounds like the guy they fought took a beating, but it looks like Brian did too. His face is all banged up in the mugshot, and he's got a neck brace on. He and Anthony are both facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That's not what we should be playing. Go back. All right, here we go. Yes, I'm experiencing interruptions because you're causing the interruptions. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A rare orange lobster had its life spared in upstate New York this month. Some guy was at the store when he spotted it in the tank. He knew it was special. Only one in around one in every 30 million lobsters are orange before they're cooked. He bought it and got in touch with an animal group that released it back into the ocean. Here's Kyle Brancato talking about the rescue.
Walked by the lobster tank and I saw this bright orange lobster, very different from all the other ones in the tank. I think the only reason it was still in the tank was people probably thought it had a disease or something because it looked so different. Pick up a 20-gallon tank, and I got 20 gallons of seawater that they sell in the store in boxes. Cooled it down to the proper temperature, and I contacted an organization out of Long Island to rehabilitate it and bring it back to the ocean.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.